She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns. Ew.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
All right, we have our contestant lined up, and it looks like Lori made it through. Hi, Lori. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, girlfriend. How's your Monday going?
Good. This is my first official day of summer break. So,
hey, good for you. Lori. So, you're a teacher?
I'm a teacher.
All right. What do you teach, first of all?
So, I teach math at Lakewood High School.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
Go Tigers.
Lakewood High School was the one that did the big Katy Perry thing a few years ago, wasn't it?
Oh, sure is. Yep. Yeah. That was my first year teaching there.
Oh, nice. Way to set the bar high.
Very good.
Oh, yeah. That was really exciting.
That was awesome. So, are you doing anything this summer? Any big vacations or anything planned?
So I do mom camp, so I just entertain the kids. We got all the passes, and so we'll do Waterworld, Eelich's, the zoo.
I'm going to tell you, for a second, I literally thought you were running a mom camp for,
like,
moms.
I thought moms got to do fun stuff. I know. I was like, I'm a mom. Can I go to camp?
Oh, that does sound like
for
fun.
For a split second, I was like, we have a camp. We learn how to do charcuterie boards and how to make mimosas.
This is a million-dollar idea. Lori.
We need to make a mom. Maybe I need to look into that.
Yeah. Mom camp. That's funny. So good. All right, Miss Lori, so here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she's a diva. And Katie, you want to say anything to Lori?
You already sound like you got it all together, Lori, with your mom camp idea. So I'm just going to say I'm going to get out of the studio, let you do your thing.
Yeah, Lori, tell Katie to get out of here. Tell her to leave.
Yeah, make like a tree and get out of here.
Yeah. Look at you, Biff.
I love that movie.
All right. Now everybody's looking it up right now. Who's Biff? All right, so she leaves the studio. She goes into a soundproof room where she can't hear anything. I come up with the questions, so there's no cheating. All right, Lori, you ready to rock?
I'm ready.
We'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back in as well. So here's your first question. I love this one. Who is He-Man's sister?
Oh, gosh. I'm a little young for He-Man. I would say She-Man.
She-Man. All right.
So good.
It's funny. Hey, you know the new movie's coming out at the end of the week. The new
I know, and we're probably going to go see it.
You should learn all about He-Man. He's the best. Okay, here's your second question. What's the name of the bright gold robot from Star Wars?
C-3PO.
PC-3O. All right, here's your third question. Remember this brand commercial? Here's the quote. The best part of waking up is what in your cup?
Folders.
Got a coffee girl. All right. Who is the villain in 101 Dalmatians?
Ooh, Cruella de Vil.
And
do you want the bad guys too?
No, we'll just do
Jasper and Horace.
Whoa, show off. Jeez. All right, so here is your final question. Who is the mascot for Kellogg's Honey Smacks?
Ooh, Honey Smacks? Isn't that the bee guy? I don't know if it has a name.
So you want to say bee guy?
Yeah.
All right. Let me add up what you got here. All right, let's get Katie back in here. Here she comes.
Hi.
Hi, Katie.
Hey, I'm back.
How was your adventure?
It was great.
Into soundproof land.
Yeah. There's some great pictures on the wall in here, so you know.
All right. Are you ready to play?
Yeah, let's go.
Who is He-Man's sister?
She-Ra.
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 It's not She-Man.
No. I was She-Ra for Halloween one year.
Were you She-Ra?
I was, yeah.
Really?
When I was a little itty-bitty baby, I was just a baby.
The little baby. Yeah. All right. What's the name of the bright gold robot guy in Star Wars?
C-3PO.
Wow, I'm impressed, actually.
I actually learned that this weekend because I was wearing a shirt with him for Comic-Con, so I'm glad you asked.
I didn't even think about that.
I just learned this weekend what it was, and that's how you say it, C-3PO.
Yes, I forgot. Luckily, Lori said the same thing, though.
Oh, good job, Lori.
Hey. Okay. Katie, remember this brand commercial? Here's the quote. The best part of waking up is what in your cup?
Folgers in your cup. Ding.
Yeah. Lori knew her coffee as well.
Good job, Lori. Okay.
What's the name of the villain in 101 Dalmatians?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I like see her with her crazy hair, and she's got the coat.
Oh, come on.
I can't remember. I literally, like, what is her name? Is it Karen? Her name's Karen. Dang it. I know that's not it.
Cruella DeVil.
Come on.
Lori got it, though.
Oh, Cruella DeVil.
No, there's a song.
You moron.
I know. You know I'll take it. I should have known that one.
You get that one.
How did I know She-Ra?
Well, you got a brain fart going on.
I did.
All right, okay. Final one. Who is the mascot for Kellogg's Honey Smacks?
The frog?
Well.
Is it the frog? Is that the Smacks is the frog.
Here's my dilemma.
What?
It is a frog, but I'd like the name.
I don't know his name.
Oh, I'm going to get all sorts of hate him. I'll go ahead and give it to you.
Am I going to get it?
Okay. His name is Dig'em.
Oh, I never would have got that.
Dig'em.
I don't know. Dig'em Thank the frog. You, Lori. Never would have got
Dig'em. Sugar Smacks. With the weird
light. He's got a hat on.
Yeah, but the paper inside the cereal box was like that weird foil-lined paper,
yes.
Wasn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Weird. Anyway, oh, no, you got 4, and Lori got 3. You were crushed by Katie.
Man. And I thought I kind of slacked today, too, so.
But good news, Lori.
What's that?
What's good news?
Sometimes when I'm in a really good mood.
Yeah?
I give the prize out anyway. And it's been a really fun show today. It's
Are you
been
in a good mood?
A really good Monday show.
Yeah?
Does that mean you're in a good mood?
Nah, not really. You still
Oh,
are.
No.
No, no.
Man, jerk move.
Some guy called me an ass on the show today. Yeah. You're an ass.
And he's very proud of that.
I'm actually in a really good mood, so, and you're a teacher, and you work really hard, so I want to give you the prize anyway.
Yay!
Okay.
Yay! Oh, yay, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Go see a movie on us. Get a sitter for those goofy kids.
He-Man, apparently, is what I need to see.
Yeah, go see this movie we're giving. What movie is it?
You're going to go see the new Scream movie. Or Scary Movie.
Scary Movie. And then go see He-Man afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do one of those things where you just sneak into the theater next
time. There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of a rules follower.
Okay, never mind. Lori, though, it was really nice meeting you, and thank you for doing what you do. I'm going to put you on hold, and Josh will come back and tell you how to get your prize, all right?
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Bye, Lori. Good news. We'll play again tomorrow morning. More Katie Crush here at Denver's Mix 100.